As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net, one L there. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out again, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Well, I'd like to have that list go on and on and on endlessly. But nevertheless, thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And do, listeners, please spread the word. Our listener call-in number throughout the broadcast remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals doing the tighten up. Gold solid. Silver struggles to hold its gains. We'll talk about that in a moment. Gaddafi's son buried in Tripoli. Yeah, in the ground, not at sea. Shell to drill oil in Alaskan waters, UK herb bans. We'll talk about all of that, of course, in the second hour, and perhaps even in a little bit of the first hour. We'll go into the FEMA multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program, implementation of Agenda 21 in a town near you. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, found gold trading off $2.30 this morning at $1,543.30 an ounce. Silver taking a pretty strong hit off another 34 cents at $43.59, down from that almost nearing $50 mark just a few days ago. At $43.59, however, it's still a pretty good price for silver. Good time to buy. Get into the market. Platinum off $3 at $1,856 a troy ounce. And palladium off $1 at $771. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,535.20 for a low, $1,552.30 for a high, about a $20 spread cooking up in there. But at $1,543.30, your gold is up year to year, $361.30 an ounce for a 30.56% return on your investment. And you'll never get that on Main Street. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London woke up, came back from their banking holidays, set the price of gold this morning at $1,546.50. We're trading just about on top of that estimate right now. The SPDR gold shares, I don't know, maybe they just, you know, buy in May, go away. Well, unchanged again this morning at 1,229.64 metric tons of gold, ostensibly being held in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $6.7 billion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, reaching out across America, a variety of different AM and FM affiliates and other ways of listening to the broadcast. But if you're tuning in this morning, thanks for doing so. And if you're listening to any time throughout the day on the archives, I appreciate that as well. Please let others know about the broadcast. We'd like to get this word out to as many as possible. And again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back into our market report once again for this morning. Lots of action happening in the gold market this morning, silver as well. Lots of pressure, downward pressure, trying to crush these metals back down again. You know, the global east, the international bankster gangsters, they just absolutely loathe, despise, and detest the little people, the wee ones, the Lilliputians, having these precious metals in their possession. And so they do everything they can do to dissuade you from getting into the market. But I assure you that this is not the end of this bull market yet. You might want to take a look at this as a buying opportunity. And if you have any room in your portfolio to pack in a little bit of extra of the shiny metals, you might want to consider doing that while the prices are yet affordable. Again, active trading out of New York City, gold was down $2.30 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago. Find it down a little bit more than that. Now it seems to be about $5.60, according to Kitco, at $1,540 an ounce. But it was $1,543.30 at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Silver was off 34 cents at $43.59 a troy ounce. Platinum, and these are all spot prices, folks. These are bullion prices. You're not going to be able to go into town and buy gold and silver at these prices. Very unlikely. Of course, you can sometimes make these kind of acquisitions, but you may have to buy in bulk to do it. or be a regular shopper someplace. And I would encourage you to get a relationship going with a broker somewhere near you. I truly would. Platinum off $3 at 1,856 and palladium off $1 at $771 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 3 at 12,807. The NASDAQ closed down 9 at 2,864. And the S&P 500 closed down 2 at 1361 this morning. Crude oil off $1.34, trading at $112.18 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, will it go to 145? As some prognosticators say so, well, it might. You know, there's nothing really stopping it. None of us have anything to do with it. We just go to the pump and get reamed, right? Anyway, the U.S. dollar index this morning up 17 basis points, causing some of this mayhem in the marketplace, but it's certainly not enough to write home to mama about. But the U.S. dollar index this morning at 73.21, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie down 23 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.04, and the Mexican peso at 9 cents. So if you go north, you're going to have to slide $1.04 across the counter to get a Canadian loonie, and down in Mexico, the birdie on the wire tells you, change your money over in the U.S. before you go south, because you might find it hard to do that exchange down there, but it'll cost you 9 cents apiece. So fill up your pockets on pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 13 basis points at $1.48. The British pound $1.65 off 108 basis points. Big move downward in the British pound. The Swiss franc up 14 basis points, continuing its upward drive at $1.16. U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.59%. Your benchmark yield, 10-year yield at 3.25%. And your 30s are at 4.36. So if you're in the bond market, there you go. In the mortgage pit, if you will, the 15-year fixed rate mortgages moved down substantially from 4.07% a month ago to 3.91 this morning, trying to get people to go out and buy mortgages. The 30-year moves down from 4.86 to 4.69. That's a pretty sizable move. And the prime rate this morning at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio, take you 35.41 ounces of silver to pick up 1 ounce of gold. Lots of discussion about silver dropping, gold lower, and so on and so forth. But we needn't go any further with that. Let's jump over into the economic calendar for the week. Of course, yesterday during the broadcast, construction spending came out, and we'll go and visit with that in a moment, the ISM Manufacturing Index. This morning, motor vehicle sales, the Goldman store sales, the Red Book, and factory orders will all be out. Tomorrow, basically just the job cuts, the Mortgage Bankers Association. On Thursday, you'll look at the Monster Employment Index, jobless claims, and productivity. We'll look at that all throughout the week. Employment situation will be out on Friday, and consumer credit. So let's just take a look and see what we've got here. The ISM Manufacturing Index, the rates of growth for new orders and production slowed in April's ISM Manufacturing Report. Now, yesterday, did a little drive around as I had some things to take care of, went by the Lazy Boy factory up in Neosho, Missouri, and was pleased to see their parking lot fairly well full. So they're building lots of Lazy Boy recliner chairs for you all out there. You can sit back, kick your feet up, and let the world drift by, I guess. The rate of hiring remained very strong, and backlog orders shot up. This is all coming out of Econoday. The rise in backlogs could be tied to Japanese supply disruptions, but Japan doesn't seem to have had a major effect on delivery times, where delays ease slightly in this month. Inventory accumulation is a standard in the April report and could be pointing to preparation for future production. So shouldn't take these numbers, you know, and rush out and think that everything is all cool again. It's not. The numbers show a very solid 60.4 reading. Of course, these are just numbers, okay? Take them for what they're worth. For the headline index for the fourth plus 60 reading this month or this year, employment is also in a rare 60-plus ground and shows its fourth such reading this year, as does the backlog index. The manufacturing sector kept up its pace during the first quarter, and the first look at the second quarter points to more solid growth. Demand for risk is rising in early reaction to this report. Risk, okay? So that's important. When there's demand for risk, people go away from the metals. Some say they buy in May and go away. They might not. Let's see what else we got. Okay, construction spending. Now, of course, with this great flurry of tornadoes in the south, we should see a major pickup in the number of permits and applications and new home starts as the people in Alabama and elsewhere down in the south come in and start to rebuild in the aftermath. So there'll be a lot of construction work going on down there. Any of you gentlemen out there that swing a hammer, well, you might want to load up your tool bags, throw the job box in the back of the pickup and head south. You might be able to find some work this summer down in Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham area, anywhere along that 100-mile strip and elsewhere. 22 or more tornadoes hit the ground, so there's going to be a lot of construction work, a lot of labor work, too. If you don't happen to be handy with a hammer, maybe you know how to run a chainsaw. There's lots of trees down. I'm sure there'll be lots of property owners that will be getting their insurance payoff checks to get people back to work again. So there's an opportunity for a lot of work, a lot of work. And I'm sure that they'd be just absolutely relieved to see your smiling face in the job pool. Anyway, construction spending. The construction sector saw a moderate rebound in March following a likely weather-related drop in February. Construction spending in March rebounded 1.4% after dropping a revised 2.4% in February. The March figure came in higher than the median forecast for a 0.5% gain. The latest rise was led by 2.6% boost in private residential outlays. And like I said, we should see some boosts coming out next month.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Seems to be a certain amount of disagreement out there in the commodity market. Here's an article off of Bloomberg by Yai Tan, or Tian, writing for Bloomberg, May the 3rd, new news. Money managers are making near-record bets on higher commodity prices, aligning themselves with Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., said investors should reduce most of their holdings. Funds held a net 1.49 million futures and options in 18 commodities by April the 26th, 57% more than a year earlier, according to a U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission data compiled by Bloomberg. The Standard & Poor's GSCI Total Return Index of 24 commodities beat bonds, stocks, and the dollar every month since December, the longest in at least 14 years. It rose in April for an eighth month, the best stretch since 2004. So things are looking pretty good for people that are out there in the commodities. The surge in everything from oil to corn to gold has yet to crimp demand. Inventories are still getting tight, and getting out now would be, quote-unquote, premature, said Hussein Aladina, the head of commodity research at Morgan Stanley in New York, on April the 29th. Prices may no longer reflect supply and demand, and they're likely to drop in the next 3 to 6 months after rebounding, Goldman said in reports April 11th and April 15th. So what we're looking at there basically is the speculators. They're in the market, and they're driving prices up for all of us. The underlying demand based on global growth and supply constraints make this kind of a call, that kind of a call, dangerous, however, said Walter Bucky Helwig, who helps manage $17 billion at BB&T Wealth Management in Birmingham, Alabama, and correctly predicted a decline in commodity prices 2 years ago before the S&P GSCI began a 15% drop, quote, "As an investor, I would rather focus on fundamentals, and fundamentals are still positive," close quote. Helwig said, quote, "The trend will be higher over the next 3 months." So buy in May, stay away. Go away. No, I don't know. Mixed bag here. Most profitable, Goldman, the most profitable securities firm in Wall Street history before converting to a bank in 2008, recommended on December the 1st that investors buy a basket of commodities, remember we reported on this one, consisting of crude oil, copper, cotton, platinum, and soybeans. Some also mentioned zinc in that list. The research team, led by Jeffrey Currie in London, said on April the 11th that investors should close that trade after it returned 25%. So you buy it, you hold it, you run it for 25%, then get out and get out quick. There are signs U.S. oil demand is weakening, yeah, no doubt. What was your first clue? You're up your ankles in crude oil. Speculators are betting the most ever on higher prices, and there may be less of a chance of violence spreading from a civil war in Libya, Africa's third largest crude producer. The team said in April the 15th report, higher energy costs and manufacturing disruptions caused by the earthquake in Japan on March the 11th may mean less consumption of copper and platinum, the bank said. Of course, platinum is used and oftentimes used in the catalytic converters of automobiles, and so that platinum demand is coming down, and certainly Toyota is getting beat up as well. Goldman also advised its clients to end a separate bullish bet on copper, which it had recommended in October, after prices rose 23%, one on platinum made in July of 2009 after a 36% advance. Investors should still buy European gas oil, soybeans, and gold, the bank said, reiterating advice in October and November. The New York-based bank recommends being underweight commodities in the next 3 to 6 months. So, you know, maybe you want to sell off a little bit there and don't get too excited during the summer, but look for a return and renewed interest in the fall. The S&P GSCI Enhanced Total Return Index, Goldman's benchmark for commodities, rose 0.4% since the note to clients on April the 11th. Shell Oil, and this is another article off of Bloomberg, to seek U.S. approvals to drill, baby, drill, as many as 10 oil wells off of Alaska. This one by Katarzynska Klingaminka Mankaminka, or whatever her name is. Katarzynska. Why don't we just call her Kat Klim? Anyway, Kat Klim writes this for Bloomberg. Royal Dutch Shell PLC, the RDSA, which has been blocked from developing leases it holds off the Alaska's Arctic coast, this week will ask the U.S. to approve drilling as many as 10 oil exploration wells by the end of 2013. This is kind of troubling. I'm going to find out more about that in the article. But the Hog-based company will submit an Alaska plan of exploration for 2012 through 2013 to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, they said in an email, quote, after 5 years of not being permitted to drill in its 10-year lease blocks, I guess if you got a 10-year lease block and it's been 5 years since you've been allowed to drill in it, your lease is running out. I hope they didn't have to spend much for that lease. We're now forced to plan on increased activity each year. Shell plans for as many as 2 wells a year in the Camden Bay, in the Beaufort Sea, and as many as 3 per year in the Chukchi. Been a long time since I've been in Alaska. How do they pronounce that? Chukchi. She said. A delay in issuing an air permit last year forced the company to postpone exploratory drilling in the Beaufort Sea, initially planned for 2011. Shell's Beaufort Sea leases expire in 2015, so they best be getting after it, don't you think? The Beaufort Sea and Chukchi Sea are among the most unique places of the planet, and oil exploration might pose a threat to polar bears and walruses, the Natural Resources Defense Council said, quote, and this is the troubling part, the Arctic is ice-packed for half the year. Chuck Klusen, director of National Parks and Alaska Projects at Council, said in an email, quote, the ice pack could freeze over before a well shut-in. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me with all of the oil that's underground in Alaska, getting out into the Arctic Sea is a little bit on a risky side. You know, that pack ice shifts and shifts. You can just imagine having an oil well standing there, frozen in, and then having the whole shooting match shoved who knows how far by the ice. Just doesn't sound too wise to me, but anyway, what do I know, right? E.ON raises coal gas power output to avoid German blackouts. So, got another article in here about Germany. Maybe we had to go to that one first. Yeah, let's do this one first and we'll come back. Just briefly, German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussed scrapping attacks on nuclear fuel rods with government colleagues as she accelerates the country's exit from atomic energy. All right? So they're going away from clean and green atomic energy, and they're phasing it out. While Merkel favors setting a date for the phase-out, Germany could also employ a system that fixes volumes reactors are allowed to generate before being switched off, the newspaper said, citing unidentified people close to the government. Federal and state and government officials will discuss the exit tomorrow at the economy minister Rainer Brudel, whatever, will meet with the state premiers on May the 10th. Handelsblatt reported Merkel hasn't yet set a date for the meeting. So anyway, they're looking at shutting down nuclear and taxing the snakes not out of it, all right? And then on the other side, we have this article, E.ON raises coal gas power output to avoid German blackouts. So they've got the electricity production that they need with the nuclear, but they're going to tax it to out of existence and shut it all down. Then this article comes right behind it, May the 2nd. E.ON has raised power output from coal and natural gas, fired plants, and delayed planned maintenance at its facilities to help avoid electricity shortages in Germany. 6, 1.5 dozen the other. Of course, this route will put you in the way of carbon credits and carbon tax.
Thank you. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we should see a continuation of this kind of an antagonism between the opponents of the nuclear power and the proponents of offshore drilling and coal and natural gas. There's a lot of people angling here, but one of the things that's running in the background at all times is this EU carbon credits, the whole idea of carbon credits all across America and around the world. And certainly we'll find out more about that when we talk about the deployment of more of the wind turbines. But let's move right along here in the discussion. I don't have very much more news to want to cover this morning. But Air France, now we mentioned yesterday that they'd found one of the two black boxes and brought it up. And today, I guess they've pulled the second one up. Air crash investigators retrieved the second of two black boxes from the Air France jet that plunged into the Atlantic in 2009. You may remember the broadcast about that, which may help them. That was the one where the dignitaries or royalty or somebody was involved, and they were on board this aircraft into the Atlantic in 2009, which may help them unlock the mysteries of the crash after 2 years. Here's a quote. They appear to be in a good state, said Jean-Paul Trodec, the head of the BEA, the French air crash investigator, that has been probing the accident that killed all 228 people aboard a flight from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. Quote, the first thing is to dry them, prepare them, which needs about a day. Once the boxes arrive in the BEA's office in about 10 days, the reading of the information would be pretty fast, he said. A robotic submarine found the memory unit. They still can't find the black boxes from Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Can't find the black boxes from the World Trade Center live burning sacrifice on September the 11th of 2001 either. But a robotic submarine found the memory unit containing flight data and retrieved it on May the 1st. The second, which records sounds in the cockpit, that would be the cockpit recorder, was located yesterday and pulled up this morning at about 4:40 a.m. Paris time. The steel encased bright orange boxes are awaiting shipment to BEA's office at Le Bourget Airfield near Charles de Gaulle Airport outside Paris. The recovery of the boxes may end the hunt for clues to explain the worst accident in Air France's history. Three previous serious missions, or search missions, starting in June of 2009, failed to locate the plane's main wreckage, which was found last month and again about 3,900 meters or 12,800 feet. Baby, that's deep. The flight data recorder is two and a quarter miles. The flight data recorder contains 1,300 parameters, Troadec said, including the plane's altitude, the position of the rudder, and the functioning of aircraft systems. The second includes pilot conversations and all sounds in the cockpit, including alarms that will have gone off as various systems failed. Synchronization of information. The idea is to bring the two sets of information together. We synchronize them for a full picture of what happened. Once flight recorders arrive, they can be plugged into a computer with something like a giant USB key and read as documents, and be read as documents would be a way of saying that, Troadec said. The recorders, accompanied by BEA's chief investigator and police, will be fetched from the ship and escorted by a French Navy boat to a port and flown on to BEA's offices, he said. Once the flight recorders, okay, with both boxes located, the BEA is still seeking to retrieve several dozen airplane parts, all in the form of debris, which would also help investigators piece together what happened to the Air France-operated Airbus A330-200 during a storm about 4 hours into its flight 447 on June of the 1st of 2009. So here we are 2 years later, almost to the day, and we're picking up these black boxes off the bottom of the ocean. Interesting. Parallel investigation. Photographs of the debris have also revealed the existence of passengers' bodies, many still strapped into their seats in the aircraft cabin. My God. Troadec said, the question of whether to retrieve them is being discussed with families of the victims and declined to give further information. The French government itself has said the bodies might be recovered, as autopsies may be required in a criminal investigation of the accident that's proceeding in parallel with the BEA's probe. A criminal investigation. I wonder what's really going on. The search operation is based on a 140-meter ship owned by French phone equipment maker Alcatel-Lucent SA that's normally used for laying deep-sea cables. Operating from the ship is underwater engineering company Phoenix International Holdings, Inc., which sent one of its two Remora robotic submarines equipped with high-resolution cameras and two manipulator arms. Now, where were these guys during Macondo Gently Weeps, the deep water horizon? These guys are running somewhere in the neighborhood of 12,800 feet deep. All right? A couple of miles down. Only when the flight recorders have been cleaned and dried will the investigators be able to tell if they have any experienced any corrosion. Troadec said BEA may call upon Honeywell International, Inc., which built the boxes. If there is damage, it also has contact with several laboratories in France that specialize in data recovery if retrieving the data is more challenging, Troadec said, declining to name them. If there's damage to the recorders, it could take several weeks to obtain the information. The investigation's ultimate goal, he said, is to come up with safety recommendations to help prevent future accidents of the same type. So that continuing story has a little bit to add to the Gulf of Mexico oil catastrophe, as Rob Chowder likes to call it, a catastrophe. What a delightful word that is. What a beautiful construction of words, mixing catastrophe and disaster into one contraction. Delightful. Anyway, but there's, you know, there's a lot to that particular article. I never like to see anybody die, but to understand how this particular air crash happened could be very important. Some people think it was fired out of the air. Herbal medicines banned as the EU directive comes into force. This is Codex Alimentarius coming on you and at you. This out of the chat room by the Daily Mail reporter, last updated on the 30th of April. Patients have lost access to hundreds of herbal medicines today after European regulations came into force. So it was into the health food store yesterday, the one that I like to stop in at, and the prices were just astronomic. Unbelievable. But nevertheless, if you want herbs and herbal remedies, I would suggest you either gather and process your own or start packing them in. This could be indicative of a global push. Sales of all herbal remedies, except for a smaller number of popular products for mild illnesses, such as echinacea for colds and St. John's wort for depression, have been banned. Banned. How can you ban something that you can find right out laying out and growing on the ground? For the first time, traditional products must be licensed or prescribed by a registered herbal practitioner. Registered. That means they've gotten into bed with the state. Don't like that. Don't like that at all. Both herbal remedy practitioners and manufacturers fear they could be forced out of business as a result. Some of the most commonly used products were saved after the Health Secretary, Andrew Lansley, approved a plan for the Health Professions Council to establish a register of practitioners supplying unlicensed herbal medicines. Unlicensed. Wow. However, many remedies were lost as it was only open to those who could afford the licensing process, which cost between £80,000 to £120,000. So much for going out in your yard and stripping off a few pine needles and making tea, huh? At least 50 herbs, including horny goatweed, which is the so-called natural Viagra, hawthorn berry, used for angina pain, and wild yam will no longer be stocked in health food shops, says British Herbal Medicine Association. Horny goatweed. Hawthorn berries. Don't want to touch those. You know, the creator of the universe made those for us, and oh no, we can't touch those. The 2004 EU directive demands that a traditional herbal medicinal product must be shown to have been used for 30 years in the EU, or at least 15 years in the EU and 15 years elsewhere, for it to be licensed. The UK Drug Safety Watchdog, the Medicines and Healthcare Agency, has issued more than a dozen alerts in the past 2 years, including a warning last month over a contaminated weight loss pill called Herbal Floss Lonacea or something, due to concerns over possible side effects. Well, if you want death by doctoring, go and get some of the doctor's herbs. But if you want to count the number of people that have actually died from taking herbs, well, you won't have to bring your abacus, Dorothy. Here's another one, and the last one for this morning. Libya crisis, Muammar Gaddafi's son buried in Tripoli. Now, I think that most of what we saw yesterday with the Osama nightmare was basically just a smokescreen. First, to cover up the short selling in the silver market, and second, to hide this assassination, this precision strike that went awry in Tripoli, in Libya. The funeral of the youngest of Libyan leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, has taken place in the capital, Tripoli. Now notice, as we go through this, they didn't take him out to sea and dump him in, honey.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so continuing from this article off of this one comes from BBC News, News Africa. Again, the funeral of the youngest son of Libyan Colonel Muammar Gaddafi has taken place in the capital, Tripoli. Libya says that Saif al-Arab, 29, and three of Colonel Gaddafi's grandchildren died on Saturday when NATO missiles hit his villa in the leader's compound. I mean, it's merciless. He's lost many family members in all of this. Unbelievable. Prior and this time around too, his funeral was attended. Notice this: the funeral was attended by several thousand people as NATO planes circled in the skies above. Of course, mourners chanted calls for revenge as the coffin, wrapped in a green flag, was lowered into the ground, not cast into the sea. All right. Visible emotion. Colonel Gaddafi did not attend Saif al-Arab's funeral, but two other sons, the Saif al-Islam and Muhammad, dressed in traditional Libyan garb, both paid their respects at the ceremony. The BBC's Christian Fraser in Tripoli says that Saif al-Islam arrived at a funeral in a heavily armored vehicle and said there was visible emotion on his face as the covered remains of his brother were interred. Libyan officials said Colonel Gaddafi and his wife were in his Bab al-Aziza, or Ziya, compound at the time of the attack overnight on Saturday, but escaped unharmed. NATO officials have acknowledged that there had been a strike in Tripoli late on Saturday, but they have denied that they were hunting Colonel Gaddafi to break a stalemate between troops who remain loyal to him and rebels who seek to remove him from power. Meanwhile, forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi were reported to have shelled the rebel-held town of Zintan late on Monday evening. A rebel spokesman told Reuters that at least 10 Grad rockets had landed on the town. Well, that's enough of the news for me today. Let's go back into our study here, Agenda 21, FEMA. the idea of hazard mitigation planning. Very interesting study when you find out that this is being implemented right where you are, in your towns, in your cities, in your counties, and in your states. It's a state and local mitigation planning how-to guide called Getting Started, Building Support for Mitigation Planning. You have to build support for this. All right? It used to be available through the publication warehouse, FEMA, at 1-800-480-2520. You got your pencils and paper handy. That publication warehouse number is 1-800-480-2520. You can also find it on the internet. Our chatter 10K Puddles, the intrepid researcher, has posted that link on several occasions. So this book is available to you. I got it years ago, back in 2004, 2005. This was originally published in 2002. But I came into an understanding of this by reading and studying a all-hazard mitigation plan that was being developed for the county I lived in prior to moving over here, just the most far southeast or southwest corner of the state of Missouri. And having reviewed and researched and been absolutely repulsed by the hazard mitigation plan, I could see that it was the implementation of Agenda 21, and I was trying to help steer this planning commission away from doing this to the people. And they didn't listen to sound counsel. They just went ahead bulldogging along. So then it continues. We're back into about page 9 now. How do you use this and other how-to guides? Developing a plan, again, is what they said yesterday, was the first step towards an end or a goal. The means justify the ends. Developing a plan is the first step towards an end or a goal. Of course, you can jump up on the internet, take a look at, you know, in Wikipedia, type in Mediterranean Union, look at the map there, and you can see the end goal of what's going down in the Near East. This guide shows how to use the planning process to reach your goals and to engage key people to buy in and create momentum toward that end, to buy in. This is the sort of stuff that was in my mind when I came up with this various little discussion here. Here we go. In my Become Vocal Local spot, as we hear every morning, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. But then I drop down a bit here and say, countering the craft and guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action. Right? The change agent's use of voluntary compliance. This is the don't comply. Well, yeah, voluntary compliance and affirmative action. And if you do studies on both of those, you'll find that they're virtually the same. The Republicans came up with the voluntary compliance notion, and the Democratic Party uses affirmative action. So some people say affirmative action, some people say voluntary compliance, some people say tomato, some people say tomato. Basically the same, but what's it all about? It's to affect the implementation through what? Through public buy-in. All right, so voluntary compliance, public buy-in. And so what we do then is we expose the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of this globalist safety cult agenda, which is chapter 7.59 out of Agenda 21. And in this, again, we say, and to engage key people to buy in, public buy-in, and create momentum toward that end. The planning process, again, we go back and look at the American Planning Association. You can run it all the way back to England, get into the Merry Garden Cities program, and bring it forward from there. You could go all the way back to the city of Washington, D.C., or you could go over to Paris, France, or any place. But when L'Enfant, the infant, designed Washington, D.C., at least the basic outline, you see all the Masonic symbology that was incorporated in the design and everything else. These planners, you got to keep your eyes peeled on them. The architects, you know, back and understand where that all came from. Go all the way back to Venice, the Venetians, and move forward through that, you know, Middle Ages, where Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci make the left-hand turn, and they go with the liberal arts and follow that, into art and working for the Vatican and working for other very wealthy people and households. And then on the right-hand side of that is Johan Rucklin, and he's over there developing this new thought pattern that would become the Enlightenment and the Protestant Reformation with Martin Luther, I should say, and his nephew Philip Melanchthon. Lots of stuff in here. Talked about it all. It's in the archives. All right. So continuing, the planning process is as individual as the jurisdiction that engages it. Again, we've studied jurisdiction a little bit, briefly, in our law series, and also venue. Right? But the planning process is as individual as the jurisdiction that engages it. Each community or state approaches growth and change, progress, growth, and change, that's the mantra, growth and change in a unique way. And your planning process should fit your community's particular personality, as if your community could have a personality. But persons, of course, is corporations. As a result, you should not consider the step-by-step sequence included in this and other how-to guides to be the only way to pursue mitigation planning. As Barry the Usurper said, if they couldn't get their cap-and-trade bill, they'd break it into 1,000 pieces and implement it incrementally. And this is the same thing that's being stated here. Again, continuing. At the same time, the process, and process is so important as a word. To understand that is to understand much. The process, illustrated here, is based on certain steps common to successful planning. There's an entire area of the liberal arts, urban planning, involved in this. Okay, we could go over and visit with Design with Nature, Ian McCarg, and other of the big planners. Some of the godlike men in planning. Getting Started provides detailed information on the first four phases of the hazard mitigation planning process as described in the how-to guides. And so you think about these hazard mitigation plans as being spontaneous. Oh, yes, we're having spontaneous revolutions. These are the Facebook and Twitter revolutions in the Middle East, right? In the Near East. Yes, again. You go back and look at the Albert Einstein Institute, and you'll see that this whole thing had been gamed out and strategized out and basically spoon-fed. Anyway, we'll be right back. They're spoon-feeding this mitigation planning in your county. Be aware of it.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait,
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2011, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. In the first hour of this morning's broadcast, went into a little variety of news, just kind of give you some samples of what's going on out there. But again, we find a continuing discussion about this green energy and all that, you know, which you can link right up with Agenda 21. We find out a little bit more about the advancement of this Codex Alimentarius. This is your food safety and modernization bill. Again, we're talking about Agenda 21. You know, this is the way the world is. It's what's happening. It's the church of what's happening now. And so we can talk a lot about Agenda 21, I mean, Program of Action for Sustainable Development, out of the Rio Summit, Earth Summit. This one got another one coming up in 2012. And the United Nations, we're going to talk about all of this stuff, but in kind of an abstract way, but this particular study that we have embarked upon now, looking into this FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, this is the real-world application. This is the stuff that you can sink your teeth into. This is the stuff that you can find on the ground coming on you and at you in your cities, your towns, your counties, and your states. So let's continue along, and then we'll welcome back the rest of the audience after this short segment. Continuing, organizing your resources, all right? The first phase of the mitigation planning process includes assessing your readiness to plan. Are you ready to plan? Are you actually ready to plan? Establishing a planning team. That's very important. That's where I came in onto this. I saw it in the newspaper, all right? I saw it in the newspaper. They were trying to get people to come in and participate in establishing this team, all right? Securing political support. These are key words. And engaging the community. So you're going to assert your readiness plan. Are you ready to plan? I mean, are you ready to make a commitment? It's like inviting somebody to come over and show you their Electrolux vacuum cleaner or their Kirby or their waterless cookware or something else. Or maybe it's the blind salesman or a Tupperware party. Are you ready? Are you ready to buy? Are you ready to have? Are you ready to plan? If you're ready to plan and establish a planning team, you can secure political support and you can engage the community. The chances are that you're going to be successful. Now, the people down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama are ready to plan. They're ready to establish a planning team. They're ready to secure political support and they're ready to engage the community. This is one of the beautiful sides for the planners, the globalists, of all of these natural disasters. You could say the same thing about Daiichi and TEPCO with the power plant failures over there and the tsunami coming ashore and the many different aftershocks from this earthquake. All right? You could say the same thing about the people in Chile after their earthquake. You could say the same thing about the people in Haiti. Limitedly, also. I mean, you have to have a comprehension. You have to be able to comprehend what you're doing. Are they ready to plan? Perhaps not. Maybe somebody needs to do some planning for them. I don't know. Anyway, continuing. So the first thing is organizing your resources. The second is assessing the risks. Now, we always talk about risk assessment and assessment roles and assessment maps, but assess the risks. The second phase of the mitigation planning process involves identifying and evaluating natural hazards. Now, here in Missouri, all across the Ozark Plateau, of course, we have this underlying Madrid Fault. And everybody's heard about the New Madrid Fault. Well, it's there. Other than that, we're in Tornado Alley. Other than that, the Hill and Holler country is subject to flash flooding down in the hollers and all the creeks and rivulets at the bottoms there. And so we've got windstorms, we've got droughts, we've got fires, we've got tornadoes, you know, the tornadic events. We have ice storms. Maybe this place is ready to go. It's locked and loaded in the chute. Look right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined now in the second hour by all of our micros and AM and FM affiliates. And I thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. We're deep into a discussion of the Hazard Mitigation Planning System. This is out of FEMA now, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, now Department of Homeland Security is in there too. And what this basically is a guide for getting started in this particular form or kind of planning, all right? Hazard Mitigation Planning. Now, I dropped the link in early in the broadcast into the chat room, which you can find at becomevocallocal.com, vocallocal.com. I spent about an hour, more time than I really wanted to invest in it yesterday, looking on the web, trying to find some decent photographs, aerial photographs, satellite imagery, flyovers, or anything that could verify for me that there was actually a tornado on the ground that did damage 1 mile wide and 100 miles long. And I was not able to find any verification of that. The damage that I did see, and I did drop in a link, an aerial flyover, a small aircraft was flying along in a line, kind of zigzaggy. And there's no doubt about it. You cannot take away from the devastation. It's like having, a food processor hit the ground with a tornado of that magnitude. I mean, it just tore things up big time. And there's no amount of storage food, and there's no amount of bullets or Bibles or beans or bacon or camouflage tarps or water filters that would get you through something like that. If you don't have a tornado shelter, you're in trouble.
Flat out.
All right? And at the same time, it's a roll of the dice, folks. It's a roll of the dice, all right? When you think about it, there was 220-some people, maybe as many as 350. Let's just say 500, at the end of the day when everything's counted, 500 people, got wiped out by this thing. Horrible. I'll give it to you. There's 300 million people in the United States, however, that are being impacted by this playing better safe than sorry game that FEMA wants us to do, all right? Getting ready to get ready. The fear motivation. Think about all of the people that go through these TSA guard checkpoints, that are having to suffer on account of somebody sticking some dynamite or something in their pant leg, I mean, we can't live like this. You can't live in fear. That's what being self-reliant is all about. Not self-sufficient, not, depending on the state. No, self-reliance, We understand that this is a created universe and all men are created, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or property, as Salakian style would have it. But that our first reliance is on the creator of the universe. We anticipate, and readily, easily so, that the globe is going to continue to spin on its axis. And by God, if it ever stops spinning, it's going to be beyond what you and I can do. I mean, whoever's facing the sun's burning up, everybody else is going to freeze. All right? But as long as it continues to rotate on its axis, then we have a beautiful little planetary home here. We should take good care of it. Anyway. When we look at this kind of material, one of the things that I'm looking at when I see this kind of material and when I study this kind of material is that what sauce is good for the goose can be good for the gander. One of the great differences, if we can go into a they and them discussion, one of the great differences between them, the New World Order, the Global East, the International Jewry or whatever, the difference between they and them, us and them, is their planning, we're not. So we might be able to learn something about the planning process by studying one of these documents, and especially as it relates to us right where we are, because we can then follow their chain link fence of implementation of this particular strategy and use this when we get when we intersect with water boards and watershed groups and all of these areas and sundry others. This is a planning system that has been very carefully worked out by people that have far more money and time than we do. And so rather than reinventing the wheel every time we wake up in the morning, sometimes we might want to use some of their ideas, all right? So again, it talks about organizing your resources here. The first phase of the mitigation planning process is assessing your readiness to plan. Are you sick and tired? Have you had enough of this? Well, if you've had enough of this, you might be ready to plan. All right, if you're mad as hell and you ain't going to put up with this anymore, and you're ready to throw the window open and stick your head out and yell it, maybe you are ready to plan. Maybe you're ready to start putting away some of the excusitis and embracing reality right where you are. Establishing a planning team. You know what I talk about all the time? Putting together your local voting precinct group. A planning team. Securing political support. Go around and knock on the doors. Matthew 7:7. Ask, seek, and knock. Might look it up in the Bible if you're not familiar with the verse. Securing political support. And then engaging the community. It's outreach time. That's where you're going to have to take some of your research. As I've said 1,000 times on this broadcast, knowledge may be powerful, but knowledge is truly powerful only when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. We must take action upon the things that we know. And we can do that right where we are. We don't have to march off to Washington, D.C. That's the last phase of the program. We need to worry about right here. If you can give me your county, if you can give me your town, your county, your cities and your states. I can show you how we can take the nation back. But we can't make that leap until we secure right where we are. And if you can't take care of yourself first, that's where it's got to stop. First you, then your community. Actually, first you, then your family, then your precinct group, and then the county that you happen to be in, including all the towns and cities. And then you can start talking about the regions and then the state. Big job, lots of work, requires doing something. It requires action, but it requires a plan. So again, then we assess risk. This is what right out of the agenda, or their planning guide. Assess the risk. The second phase of the mitigation planning process involves identifying and evaluating natural hazards and preparing damage loss estimates. You've got to know what you've got to gain and what you've got to lose all the time. And then you balance it. It's a careful balancing act. But you can do it. Knowing where hazards can affect your built environment, the built environment. This is all of the infrastructure in your area. There has been a process going on for perhaps 20 years in your life that you were not aware of. This is that process that we're talking about. Losses resulting from a hazard event that will help you focus on your most important assets first. When you think about, let's say we have a major meltdown, all right? Yaha, hooray, and the whole global system collapses. Now what? As I've stated in the past, no matter how wide, no matter how deep, no matter how long this recession, depression, or hyperinflation, or whatever you want to call it, economically lasts, on the other side, I can't tell you what gold is going to be at. I can't tell you how much silver will be at, but I can assure you there will be government. And will either be a government of our choosing or a government that's chosen for us. So we need to focus on our most important assets first, like water, for instance, like electricity, for instance. These things needn't go away. Not like Iraq, you know, places where all the infrastructure is blown the hell out of. But if all of the infrastructure were blown all the hell away of, do you know how to rebuild it? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So by reading one of a booklet like this, you know, and you look into something like Katrina, you know, where it went down, where they blew the levees and they flooded the Ninth Ward. You know, these all of these words in this book just come alive to me. You look at what's going down in Egypt, you know, with Mubarak. You go and look at Tunisia. You look over Morocco. Look at Libya. Look at any place. You want to go to Syria, the Sudan, right? And it's going to come at us. We know that. Albert Einstein Institution. Go look it up. Okay. They're trying to get us pinched into such a space that we will basically revolt, have a revolution, a rebellion, really. We're having a revolution. There's a revolution in the air. I encourage you to be part of it. But we're not going to, we don't need to go into rebellion. We need to change this government. We need to restore our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. As I've shared with you before, it's just like an etch-a-sketch board where there's a piece of film that's been laid over the top. It's this film of this appearance of government. It's this. This state, as opposed to the state, the flesh and blood world that we live in, has been overlaid by this superficial legal composite. And we need to peel that onion layer off, get it off of our backs, so that we can go back to being flesh and blood men on the land. All right, look down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, some of the videos that are out there, and in Birmingham. Man, I tell you, I was thrilled, you know, boys out there, they got their 4x4 pickup trucks and they got chainsaws going and they're cutting up stuff and they're helping people out and guys are swinging their hammers. They're getting busy. All right? Self-reliant. They know they're fortunate. Not every house was destroyed. But the people whose houses were spared by the blessings of whatever their lifestyle might be, maybe they were more moral and upright. Maybe they were just more fortunate. Probability. Odds. Nevertheless, they're pitching in. They're helping out their neighbors. So let's continue again. It says, focus on your most important assets first. What would it take for us to jumpstart? You know, we tried to play that adult game, parlor game, packing Uncle Sam's trunk. That was kind of a takeoff, a mental takeoff of mine from this idea of packing Uncle Tom's trunk. Well, let's pack Uncle Tom's trunk. Let's pack Uncle Sam's trunk. What do we need to put into the trunk to get this genie back in the bottle and send Uncle Sam packing? No matter what, as soon as you have one of these disasters, they've already made the declarations, the emergency declarations, all right? That's already done. The governor's done it. Barry the usurper did it. Everybody loves to do that. Oh, there's an emergency. Well, they love that. It's an ongoing state of emergency. That means they take the Constitution and all forms of law and they throw it out the window. And whatever the prince says has the full force and effect of law. It's virtually martial law in the streets of America. But you take all of that and look at it from the standpoint of focusing on our most important assets first. We know that we're going to have to rebuild. After these scallywags and carpetbaggers come in on us and at us, maybe they'll be coming from China this time. Maybe they'll be coming from Russia. Where will they come from? But they definitely want this country. They've been working on us for a long time. They got the target softened up. Poor punch dump, drunk dummy is up against the ropes in the corner, and they're just wailing on us. All right? the country boy will survive. This will build the scientific and technical foundations of your mitigation strategy. That's right, scientific and technical foundations. How the hell do you how do you purify water? How do you sanitize sewage? Do you know? Have any idea? Yeah, go out in the garage, get your camouflage tarp. I don't like the idea of relying upon these individual solutions to global problems. I think we need to address the disease, quit worrying about the symptoms and the victims. Now my heart goes out to the people in Alabama, the people in Georgia, the people in New Orleans, the people in Japan, people in Libya, in Iraq, Afghanistan. Yes, I'm not that heartless. But there will be an unending stream of victims and symptoms unless we cure the disease. So again, this will build the scientific and the technical foundations for your mitigation strategy. Maybe in your local voting precinct group, when you get together, you can start talking about infrastructure and things like that. This phase of the mitigation planning process is explained in understanding your risk, and we can go into that later. Then you develop a mitigation plan. The third phase of the mitigation planning process builds on the risk assessment by developing the mitigation goals and objectives and assuring that you're focusing on the identified risks and the potential losses. Yeah, there's a risk. There's a risk. There's a risk to me as a talk radio host. There's a risk to you as a community organizer, to use their terminology. A precinct committee man or a committee woman. Yeah, there's a risk. But think about the potential loss. You wake up in the land that your ancestors gave you, and it's gone. Your birthright stolen right out from underneath your feet. Hell of a loss laying out there. This phase focuses on identifying mitigation measures to help achieve your goals and objectives and reduce future disaster-related losses. Now, again, this is going to become a common theme as we proceed through this. This is the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. This is the insurance company. This is AIG. It's Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley and Bank of America and all the rest of them. You know, insurance is such a ripoff anyway. Nevertheless, that's what they're talking about here, is mitigating future losses. And then capture your efforts in a written plan document. There's just something about it when you put your thoughts, you crystallize your thinking, you put it down in writing so that you can look at it together with your other members of your local voting precinct group or whomever you're working with. You can put it in writing. That's where it all, you know, the stupidity starts to reveal itself. This is where a little bit of background in the trivium, you know, grammar, logic, and rhetoric starts to help you out. Again, this phase of mitigation planning process will be explained in developing a mitigation plan, identifying mitigation measures, and implementation strategies. We may not be doing this, but the other side already has. Already has. Implement and monitor the progress. This is the fourth phase of mitigation planning process. It involves adopting, implementing, monitoring, and reviewing the plan. First, it has to go through adoption. This is where we want to stop it in your county if we can. And this is where we need to repeal it if it has been adopted. And then the implementation. This is where the funny money starts flowing into town. This is where all those FEMA fire trucks start showing up. All right? This is where those armored vehicles and the half tracks and the sound cannons and all of the rest of that. That's where all this stuff comes from in the implementation stage. And then in the monitoring. You know, you know what you expect. You expect your best. You expect to live in a world with less and less tyranny and despotic control and greater freedom. But we have to inspect. We have to be ever vigilant. We have to inspect to make sure we get what we expect. That means you can't go back to sleep again. Once you've woke up, you can never go back into the dream. And that's a fact. Once you start to see the truth, you'll never be able to go back to the lie. It loses all of its savor. It'll never satisfy you. Lies will never satisfy you once you've tasted the truth. So let's continue then. Periodic review of the plan will help keep the plan current, reflecting the changing needs of the community or the state. In other words, we don't chisel this stuff in stone. When you're out in the business of setting and achieving goals, You set your plans in sand, in concrete. You set your goals in concrete, but you have to set your plans in sand. I know one thing. I'm going to the top of Mount Rainier, and I'm going to do it in the last weekend of August of 1994. How I get there is another story. And I did, and stood on the top of it, and looked off. It was beautiful. The goal never changed. I was getting to the top. My plans for getting to the top had to be changed with every step I took up that mountain. I'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to the discussion again one more time. We're looking at the last phase here. Actually, not the last phase, but it's the last of this little section in here. Excuse me. Smoke like a fiend. Implement and monitor the progress. And so the periodic review of the plan will help keep the current plan, reflecting the changing needs of the community or the state. And this phase of mitigation planning process will be explained in bringing the plan to life. We'll talk about that in a moment. The planning process outlined in this series of how-to guides will help you meet the basic planning requirements of who? Of FEMA. FEMA's mitigation programs. You must, okay, so they have basic planning requirements. They have thresholds. They have basal levels. And if you want to participate, if you want all the bennies, you've got to do this much. And your county wants it. They wanted it. They were ready to plan. They wanted that money. They wanted to get into that pipeline. They wanted to be a part of something that maybe they didn't understand. How many of your county commissioners have ever sat down and actually read all 200-plus pages of Agenda 21? I'd say very, very few. Again, the planning process outlined in this series of how-to guides will help you meet the basic planning requirements of FEMA's mitigation plans. You must keep in mind, however, that minimum FEMA mitigation programs, such as those in Table 1, sometimes have different planning requirements that must be met to be eligible for participation in these programs. All right, this is affecting public buy-in. Every time people reach their hands out for unearned grants in aid, the shackles of control are placed upon them. Therefore, when submitting a plan, you can either tailor it according to the specific criteria of the program or submit a comprehensive multi-hazard plan that includes a crosswalk, i.e., identify for the reviewer what sections of the plan address the program's requirements. And for example, if you're completing a flood mitigation assistance plan or a community rating system plan, it may need to be expanded to receive credit under DMA 2000 if you complete a DMA plan, all other programs are likely to be met. And so what that is basically is just a very clever way of getting people to take on the full meal deal. In other words, they don't want to have the white Ford Bronco with an AM radio. They want the full meal deal with the Landau top and the leather seats and the AC and the stereo and the windows that go up and down electronically and all that stuff, okay? Here's a little bit more. The Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, and this is one of the sidebars. These sidebars are just priceless. In fact, I'll go up to the one ahead above it. FEMA developed guidance to meet planning criteria in the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000 for communities with plans created under other FEMA programs. Some states may have criteria that meet or exceed the recommendations for planning found in this document. Contact your state emergency management office for additional guidance regarding the unique planning considerations within your state. Have you done that yet? Gone up on the internet and typed in, I don't care whether you're living in Mexico or Honduras or Paraguay or Uruguay or the Netherlands or Greece or France, wherever you're from, just type it in and go to your government. And if you're in a state, let's say like the state of Missouri, it's SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency. You just go up there and take a look and see what unique planning considerations apply here in this state. Continuing, another sidebar note here. The Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000 is also driving the strengthening of many pre-existing mitigation planning requirements for non-mitigation related programs. For example, the Fire Management Assistance Grant Program, which is authorized by Section 420 of the Stafford Act and DMA 2000 and provides for the amelioration, management, and control of any fire on publicly or privately owned forest or grassland that threatens such destruction as would constitute a major disaster. Now, that's what's happening in Texas, all right? Furthering, in all of those counties that are infected by that wildfire, furthering the advancement of enhanced 911 planning and hazard disaster mitigation planning in those counties. How do you get counties to get on board? Well, you have a fire, or you have a flood, or you have an ice storm. And if you don't know that we can do all of those things, maybe you need to check with old Ben Livingston out there, weather management control, or some weather control or weather management, or whatever his corporation is. He'll tell you that we've been doing it since the 40s and the 50s, all right? Anyway, the Fire Management Assistance Grant Program authorized blah, blah, blah. For the control of any fire on publicly or privately owned forest or grassland that threatens such destruction as would constitute a major disaster, assistance must be requested while the fire is still burning and constitutes the threat of a major disaster. Wonder why the fire departments don't roll? They wait till your house burns down. They're trying to get a grant. Grants are provided through the grantee to the state and local governments and Indian tribal governments at 75% federal cost share. All right? So every time you reach out for these grants, they never tell you this, But when they reach out for one of those new FEMA fire trucks, when your state senator or your state congress tells you that they're bringing home a fire truck for your volunteer fire department, it's a 25-75 split. First of all, just like government toilet seats and ball peen hammers, they're marked up so high that it would make Michael Chertoff embarrassed, okay? The price of these fire trucks. So they're marked up way the hell higher than they could ever get on the open market, but they never have to sell on the open market because they know they can always get government underwriting. So they got, the Fed will put up pony up 75%, and the locals have to put up 25%. Well, the locals are putting up the real cost. That other 75% is all gravy on the top. That protects the constituents of the political parties. But here we go. At a 75% federal cost share, provided that fire hazards are addressed in an existing state mitigation plan. So you can forget about getting the grants unless you have one of these plans already on the shelf. Program regulations for the Fire Management Assistance Grant Program are located in 44 CFR Part 204. You think it's just being made up? It's not. So then we come in through a little matrix here, the little chart that they have, Table 1, Hazard Mitigation Planning Process, Local Planning Requirements by Program, and they list out on the top the various how-to series, Hazard Mitigation Grant and Pre-Disaster Mitigation Plan, the DMA 2000 Plan Criteria, Flood Mitigation Assistance Program, Community Rating System Flood Plan. You know, when you have a community rating system, you've probably heard of this before, this has to do with whether or not you're compliant with the fire hazards. You get if your community is rated at a 1 or a 2 or something like that, the cost of fire insurance, and in fact, fire insurance itself may not be available to the homeowners, the property owners in that area. But the higher up the rating goes, I guess, the less expensive, ostensibly, fire insurance would be. Of course, if you'll take a national average of how many people's homes burn down according to fire versus how many people are paying into the insurance pool, you'll see that you're probably far better off in the long run to just forget about the insurance and plan on rebuilding your house if it ever burns. God help you if it ever burns. But even if the fire department comes out to a burning house, they'll usually just spray water on your neighbor's houses to keep their houses from burning while they watch yours go all the way to the ground, right, burn it right down to the foundation. Why is that? Well, because they know that the insurance companies don't want to have to pay the extraordinary cost of rebuilding a burnt structure. It's cheaper for them just to write a check than it is to have them come back in and refurbish a house that's been partially burned. Very difficult job. So just burn it right to the ground, boys. And so they pay the fire departments to do that. They just stand there idly playing cards and avoiding getting hurt, spraying a little water around while they're at it. But here we go. Let's continue along. So there's more to that. Types of information found in the how-to series, and then it goes on. Now, this I wanted to share with you before we run out of time today. This is an example that's included in this guide, all right? And you think I'm kidding. Okay, you think I'm kidding. But I'm not. I'm sharing it to you with you just the way I found it years ago. That really gave me a heads up as to why this is important information and to take this much time on the radio to bring it to you. Now, this is included. This is an example. This is a sample. And here down at the bottom, it says, Hazardville, located in the state of emergency, Hazardville, a small community with limited resources and multiple hazards, is developing a multi-hazard mitigation plan. Newspaper accounts illustrate the various steps in the mitigation planning process. Now, this is intended to be a little bit on the humorous side. But if you see this article, this is a phony newspaper article, but if you see this article in the way that it's written, and once you hear it, then you'll be able to recognize these articles every time they appear in your small town newspaper. All right? Now, here it is. The Hazardville Post. Hazardville Post. It's like a newspaper. All right? Mayor declares a new way of thinking for the town of Hazardville. Oh, yeah. I've seen very similar headlines. Hazardville, EM, in the state of emergency. Hazardville emergency. We'll be right back with this newspaper article and permit.
spend your life with Rich Dentovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Okay, so this is a make-believe. This is a sample. Actually, it's a framework for a newspaper article. It truly is. And this says, Mayor declares a new way of thinking for the town of Hazardville. As we go through the article and in this continuing discussion today, tomorrow, a couple of days more, we'll go this way for a while. Why not? It's happening. It's real. But as we go through this, we've got to rise above the victim mentality. We've got to come out of victimology and symptomology. And we have to think about the disease, all right? What is actually happening? What's going on in the background? It's not sufficient to just look at the symptoms and lament over the victims. You know, we can wring our hankies from now until the cows come home, all right? We've got to get beyond that. And especially when we're going through this kind of material, because it plays on the heartstrings of man when you know that hundreds of people or thousands of people are out of homes in Tuscaloosa and Birmingham and elsewhere in the South, after 22, you know, hurricane or tornadoes ripped through the area, that's, you know, you can't get that out of your mind. That's there. You'd be a heartless, I don't know what you'd be, you know, animal to be able to, you know, not deal with that. But we've got to step beyond that, come back up out of that and get up out of the misery and the grief and the sound of the chainsaws and the hammer swinging and the crying babies and all of that and think about the situation, think about the scenario. So here we go. Hazardville EM. All right. This is Hazardville in the state of emergency. The state of emergency. Hazardville, a town in the state of emergency. What is a state of emergency? All right. Well, let's jump over here. This again, I've shared this with you before in this series. Regulations, standards, and specifications for the subdivision, conveyance, development, and improvement of unincorporated land in Benton County, Arkansas, revised on August the 8th of 2005. In Section 9, it reads this, effective date, it is hereby determined that the creation of a county planning board will meet a public, capital E, emergency affecting the safety and property of the people of Benton County. Therefore, an emergency, lowercase, is hereby declared to exist, and said creation of the planning board, as herein contained, shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage and approval. So it's an ongoing, on-running state of emergency, and then we can understand this article where it says Hazardville, state of emergency. Mayor McDonald returned from the annual National Conference of Mayors. We've talked about that before. National Association of Mayors, National Conferences of Mayors, National Associations of Governors, the National Chambers of Commerce, the National Organization of County Clerks. Right. Mayor McDonald returned from the annual National Conference of Mayors last week. What does that also tell us? At these conferences, quite frequently and almost invariably, one of the breakout sessions, if not one of the main speakers, will be a representative from FEMA or the Department of Homeland Security. And they'll be there to dialogue the mayors into consensus. Then there will also be other people there from your university extension councils and from the government's or the president's office on sustainable development to dialogue the people in. And they'll have grant applications, and they'll have handouts, and they'll have booklets and all of this other stuff. So again, back to this article. Mayor McDonald, fictitious mayor here, returned from the annual National Conference of Mayors last week, seemingly a new man. Oh, yeah, seemingly a new man. Quote, it all fits now, like finding a giant missing piece of a jigsaw puzzle, exclamation point, close quote. Mayor McDonald excitedly proclaimed in a press conference yesterday, it all fits now. That's right, he's been shown the light. He's become enlightened. He's part of the Illuminati. Mayor McDonald excitedly proclaimed in a press conference yesterday, the mayor attended several workshops focusing on communities, communitarian law, that have incorporated sustainable development. Now, this is a FEMA guideline, one of the few places they ever talk about sustainable development, but they include it here in this fictitious newspaper article. All right, the mayor attended several workshops focusing on communities that have incorporated sustainable development concepts into their city, county, and town planning. And how do I start the broadcast? In your cities, in our towns, in our cities, our counties, in our states. See, there's method to this madness here. If we do it, become vocal local. Understanding some of this is important. These communities are now safer places to live. Oh, really? Chapter 7.59, right out of the Agenda 21, the promotion of a culture of safety, the safety cult. These communities are now safer places to live, work, and do business, and I want that for Hazardville as well, McDonald said. A major component of this sustainable development is hazard mitigation. Do I need to say any more? Hello, America, you paying attention? Which is any action that reduces or eliminates the loss of life or property damage resulting from hazards such as floods, earthquakes, hazardous material spills, and tornadoes. Mayor McDonald said, quote, although we have a floodplain administrator, that's another FEMA program, we really haven't considered the many other types of natural and human-caused hazards. Angel, don't play that harp, right? Human-caused, weather wars, weather as a weapon, which is surprising when you consider that we seem to be vulnerable to many different hazards. Our community has not been using the planning department to deal with risk reduction, the avoidance of repetitive loss claims, and after a closer look, I feel I feel. How do you feel? This is using the emotions. I feel our planning department should play, coulda, woulda, shoulda, should play a larger role in supporting risk reduction programs. The planning department maintains a wealth of information on existing infrastructure, buildings, and population demographics, and keeps up with growth issues in and around Hazardville. It also manages the local planning process, and thus understands what is important to citizens as Hazardville grows and changes. No one can do it alone, but together we can. Progress, growth, and change, right? They are in a pivotal position to help guide our mitigation planning process. So in other words, the mayor here is indicating that he's going to turn it over to their planning department to implement the American Planning Association's dream of building safe communities and implementing Agenda 21. Mayor McDonald has been very busy meeting in closed-door sessions. That means you're going to have to file Freedom of Information Act to find out what's going on here, with members of the town council and several members of the town government this week. He has promised to release more information in the next few days. These are closed-door sessions where you, becoming vocal local, will not be allowed to come in. You don't get a seat at this table. That's why it's so very important to sit on these planning boards and planning councils and watershed group boards and water boards and sewer boards and school boards and all of the other places. You need to be inside. Not outside with a bullhorn on the sidewalk trying to shout down the walls of government. We need to be inside. What is the purpose of the political party? It is to gain complete control of government, proximity to or complete control. Anyway, down to this little write-up again. Hazardville, located in the state of emergency, Hazardville, a small community with limited resources and multiple hazards, is developing a multiple hazard mitigation plan. Newspaper accounts illustrate the various steps in the mitigation planning process. Finally, to help track your progress, a worksheet has been developed to correspond with step two of this guide. This worksheet sheet is included at the end of step two and also in Appendix C. Use this form to record your progress as you undertake the process of building support for mitigation planning. So when you use these worksheets that have been prepared for you by FEMA, because we all tend to work that way, have you ever gone to a dentist office or something, or you sit down to a job application and they ask you to fill out this form? Here, please fill out this form or fill out this application so you can get a loan to buy a new lawnmower. You always fill in all the boxes, don't you? Of course you do. And that's what these planners will do, too. FEMA creates the forms, and the planners fill in the blanks. That's how you get dialogued into consensus, but that's also how the Uniform Law Commission created model codes and model acts that could do end runs around state and federal constitutions, where we could have a uniformitarianism system of government in this country through all of the several states by filling in the forms and signing on the dotted line and handing out, putting out our hands for unearned grants and aid. Well, we're out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.